Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. The female relatives whose eyes were flooded with tears out of anxiety for Krishna came out of the palace. They could not stop their tears. They could stop their tears only with great difficulty. They feared that tears would cause misfortune at the time of departure. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. There were hundreds of ladies in the palace of Hastinapur. All of them were affectionate to Krishna. All of them were relatives also. When they saw that Krishna was going away from the palace for his native place, they were very anxious for him. And as usual, tears began to roll down their cheeks. They thought at the same time that tears at the moment might be a cause of misfortune for Krishna. Therefore, they wanted to check them. This was very difficult for them because the tears could not be checked. Therefore, they smeared their tears in their eyes and their hearts throbbed. Therefore, ladies who were the wives and daughter-in-laws of those who died in the battlefield never came in direct contact with Krishna. But all of them heard of him and his great activities. And thus they thought of him and talked of him, his name, fame, etc., and became affectionate also, like those who were in the direct contact. Therefore, directly or indirectly, anyone who thinks of Krishna, talks of Krishna, or worships Krishna, becomes attached to him. Because Krishna is absolute, there is no difference between his name, form, quality, etc. Our intimate relation with Krishna can be confidentially revived by our talking of, hearing of, or remembering him. It is so done due to spiritual potency. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavanam Sha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam Sha Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayite Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gaura Tvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Namam Vishupadaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Dinamine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyat Deshatarine Hare Krishna. So hope everybody rested after the Janmasmi festival. Well, actually not, because I was thinking about the festival. Once you've signed up our life for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's moment, there isn't a rest actually, it's all bliss. Because there are so many festivals throughout the year in Krishna consciousness that one is always joyful. Of course, as humans, we do get tired. But I think one festival goes, another comes. If not, we create a festival here, doing many things for the pleasure of Srila Prabhupada. So thank you, Nishkinchan Prabhu, for giving me this opportunity to speak this morning. The subject matter spoken here is of a very, very high level. I'm not at all qualified to speak on this mood of the gopis who are checking their tears as Lord Krishna is leaving for Dwarka from Hastinapur. However, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy is there and the mercy of Guru Parampara is there, I'll try to speak something for my own purification. And by so doing, if I'm able to speak something which I hope will be pleasing to the words of all the wonderful Vaishnavas, you're very dear to the Lord because you're the Vaishnavas and taken shelter of the Lord. So you naturally become very dear to Lord Krishna. So I seek blessings from all of you, all the Vaishnavis, all the Prabhus, His Grace Sutapa Prabhu, my hero, my mentor, so I could speak something. So kindly repeat after me the translation. The female relatives whose eyes were flooded with tears out of anxiety for Krishna came out of the palace. They could stop their tears only with great difficulty. They feared that the tears would cause misfortune at the time of departure. So here we see this is the chapter 10, which is entitled Departure of Lord Krishna for Dwarka. So in this chapter, right at the beginning, we hear that Lord Krishna has just enthroned Yudhishthira Maharaj as a king, as an emperor. And following verses talk about how while Yudhishthira Maharaj was ruling the planet, everything was very auspicious. Everything was available in abundance, you know, the milk, the fruits, the vegetables. The kingdom was happy, people were paying the taxes, rivers were flowing nicely, there were no scarcity of gems or anything like that. And just as Lord Krishna, who actually stayed back on the request of Yudhishthira Maharaj for some more time, and now the time had come for his departure to leave for Dwarka from Hastinapur. And a beautiful scene is being built up here as Yudhishthira Maharaj as Lord Krishna is trying to leave. All the ladies have come here and they are trying to check their tears. Prabhupada is using this wonderful word, checking the tears. And they're all in anxiety. They're sad that Lord is leaving. And we also see the same mood which was exhibited by Sriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he appeared on this planet. I was thinking while in preparation of my class that, you know, what should I read? Where should I find? So naturally, Srila Prabhupada came to the mind and his wonderful class he gave. Well, actually on a couple of occasions. And Prabhupada quoted that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us a right example of how we can also develop this mood of separation. So there are two ways of serving the Lord. One is sambhog, which is meeting with the Lord or meeting with the Vaishnavas and performing devotional service that way. And the other mood is the mood of vipralamba, which is the mood of separation. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, our acharyas, everybody concluded that actually the service in Vipralamba mood is the highest service, the service in the mood of separation. So here we see the gopis are almost crying, and somehow or other there is a water in their tears which is not coming out. They're trying to check it so it doesn't come out. And it is said that when somebody leaves, it's not a sign of auspiciousness when you cry. You should bid farewell to the people very happily with your heart so that, you know, you can meet them again in the future. And that's the desire here of the gopis, that, you know, they want to see Lord Krishna going, but they don't want to cry, because just in case if they cried, then it'll be a sign of misfortune. So similarly, we see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Shikshastakam is telling us, Yuga Yetam Nimeshena Chakshusha Pravishyetam, that in separation from Lord Govinda, I'm thinking that one moment has become as long as the 12 years. And some of us, you know, we think that we have this experience that when we are eagerly waiting for something to come through, that we can't wait. We just think, oh my God, when is this day going to go? Or when is this, especially for me, when I'm fasting on Ekadashi or Janmasmi, I'm just thinking, when is the midnight coming? You know, when can I break my fast? So it's the other way around. But here for the gopis, it's for them, they are just crying. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is thinking, you know, when will I be able to see my Lord? You know, every moment. And we hear in the pastimes, previous to this verse, there's a beautiful verse where gopis are, you know, they're twinkling and they're complaining. We hear to Brahmaji, why have you created these eyelids? Because while we twinkle, that's the moment we are not able to see Lord Krishna. Imagine the intensity of the mood the gopis carried to see the Lord, you know, in every moment. They were so even afraid to even blink their eyes. You know, that's the highest love, actually. And the best part is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has made this love accessible to us if we follow in the footsteps of our Acharya and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Rupa Goswami. Step by step, it'll reveal to us. There's no doubt about it. And Srila Prabhupada talks about it in this, you know, in this lecture. He gives that it's only a matter of the patience that one has to have, you know. Prabhupada goes on to speak. He says that, okay, we are desiring to see Lord Krishna, but what qualification do I have to see Krishna? And I'm often reminded, and I feel very inspired, you know, there's a quote, or Srimad Gaur Govind Maharaj, he says that our biggest qualification is our disqualification to see Lord Krishna. So I like that quote, because, you know, that's the bhav and the mood of humility, that we're not qualified. And Prabhupada is saying that a devotee should be ready to rot in the hell, but as long as he is able to remember the Krishna. And he concludes towards the end in the purport, where he says that therefore directly or indirectly, anyone who thinks of Krishna, talks of Krishna or worships Krishna becomes attached to him. Because Krishna is absolute, there is no difference between his name, form, quality, etc. Our intimate relationship with Krishna can be confidentially revived by our talking of, hearing of, or remembering him. It is so done due to the spiritual potency. So Prabhupada is reminding us here that, you know, we can be with Lord Krishna by talking about him, by hearing about him. There is a verse in the Bhagavad Gita, Machita Madgata Prana Bodhayantas Parasparam. So the devotees are deriving a great pleasure by conversing with one another about the topics of the Lord Krishna. And in that sense, they are very intimately connected with Lord Krishna. So that's the process we have been given here. And this method of Vipralamba Bhav is what Mahaprabhu came to give us. And this is what completely was exhibited actually of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime, especially when he was in Jagannath Puri. Because while he was in Mayapur, he couldn't completely exhibit that pastimes. He was in his Grahastha Leela with his, you know, with his mother living there, with his wife, Vishnupriya. And he was there with his intimate associates, the devotees, but he couldn't really exhibit that bhav. That is why he went to Jagannath Puri to do those pastimes. Initially, he wanted to go to Vrindavan, but on the request of his mother, he kindly agreed to stay in Jagannath Puri. And there's this beautiful place called Gambhira. And we had a good fortune to travel to Jagannath Puri from the last 2 to 3 years to attend the Yatra of my Guru Maharaj and also take association of His Grace Madhavananda Prabhu. And he talks about this Gambhira, and he, in one of his talks he mentioned that we as a Vaishnava should also develop a mood and find a place which is Gambhira. So Gambhira means also, word Gambhira means intimate, it also means serious. You know, one becomes Gambhir. Gambhir means becoming serious in Krishna consciousness. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited this wonderful mood in this beautiful place called Gambhira. He would lock himself in this small tiny room with Swarup Damodar, Govinda, his servant, and read and hear from Bhagavatam and many other scriptures and go very, very deep in trance, and he will exhibit ecstatic symptoms in this beautiful place called Gambhira. And there have been many occasions, you know, one such occasion or pastime which comes to the mind is when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stood near the Stambha watching Lord Jagannath taking his darshan. It is explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita that as he was looking at the Lord, he was thinking of him as a Shamsundar in Vrindavan. Only till the point when this lady or the Brajavasi of Jagannath Puri actually stood on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's shoulder to take darshan of Jagannath, Lord Jagannath. And I think it was Govinda Das who chastised this lady, that what are you doing? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to external consciousness that you wretched, he was chastising Govinda Das, that why are you disturbing this lady? I wish I had the same mood which this lady had to see Lord Jagannath. So you see, that was the mood Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had. And we see in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is a beautiful verse which is, Krishna Mathuriya Gele Gopira Ye Dasha Haila, Krishna Visheda Prabhura Se Dasha Upajaila. This is Chaitanya Charitamrita, Ante Leela, chapter 14, verse 12 onward. The translation is that when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt separation from Krishna, his condition exactly corresponded to the condition of the gopis in Vrindavan after Krishna's departure from Mathura. So this we see in the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was completely exhibiting the same mood because he was feeling the separation in the mood of Radharani from Lord Krishna. That is why some our acharyas have concluded that the pastimes exhibited by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri are of the highest transcendental nature, even compared to those of Vrindavan, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, away from Vrindavan in Jagannath Puri, was doing the Vrindavan Leela, but it was a Leela, it was a mood of separation. He was constantly meditating on Lord Krishna, that when will he be able to move. And this is the mood he exhibited in the Rathyatras. Many Rathyatras which took place. He had many dancing parties. And we have heard in Chaitanya Charitamrita that when Mahaprabhu was dancing and singing in ecstasy, that he was constantly in the mood of separation, thinking, when am I going to be united with my Lord in Krishna? And he was feeling that I'm going to Vrindavan. And I felt that, you know, because it's such an elevated topic, this is all I could speak. But what I thought would be good is to meditate on our Goswamis and some of our Vaishnavas. In particular, I thought it would be good to meditate on Narottam Das Thakur, because he was another stalwart Vaishnavas in the army of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who again exhibited this mood of separation. So we see that Goswamis also taught us this, you know, He Radhe Rajadevike Chalalite He Nanda Suta Kutaho. So there Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami are residing in Vrindavan. They have been entrusted this wonderful work of writing scriptures. And they are constantly thinking that, oh, where is Lord Krishna? You know, where is Radharani? You know, where can I find them? So Prabhupada comments in this lecture that when the Goswamis are looking for Krishna, then who are we? How can we find Krishna? It's not that Prabhupada, I read his transcription, it's not that they have found Krishna. Actually, the Krishna was there in the heart. They could always meditate on him, and there are so many different pastimes. But they're always looking for Krishna. You know, Kutaho, where is Lord Krishna, Rupa Goswami is saying. And they were in Vrindavan writing literature, searching for Krishna. This was their mood. And similarly, we see here that the gopis are feeling the same mood. And we hear that they are, you know, complaining to Brahma, as I said earlier, that why have you created these islets? So similarly, we have this beautiful pastimes of the Goswamis, in particular Raghunath Das Goswami. He was wanting to meet with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he went to Jagannath Puri. And while he was traveling, he got the news that Sriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu has actually left this world and have they gone back to the spiritual world where they came from. And he became so morose and so feeling so bad, he decided that I'm going to give up my life. And then he decided to go to Radhakund, thinking I'm going to jump in Radhakund and drown. Yamuna. But when he went there, Yamuna had a very little water. So he thought, that's not good enough. I won't be able to give up my life in this water. So he said, you know what, let me go to Govardhan Parvat and I'll jump from the Govardhan Parvat and give up my life because I can't bear this separation from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he went down to the Govardhan Parvat, but luckily he met with Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami, and who told him, who reminded him that this body is also given by the Lord. You have no permission and you have no right to give us this body which is given by the Lord to you. Rather, you should engage this in the service of the Lord. So this was the mood, you know, of the Vaishnavas, of Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami. They wanted to use everything for the pleasure of the Lord. So Raghunath Das Goswami, taking their blessings, decided to reside in Rajadham. And he continued to perform his devotional service and bhajan in the mood of separation from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and from Nityananda Prabhu. And so does all the Goswamis. And there came another Vaishnava in our line called Narottam Das Thakur, who also went through the same feeling. Traveling to Jagannath Puri, he wanted to go to the Puri to see the Lord. Obviously, he came to know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu are no longer residing there. So somebody told them that you should go to Vrindavan and practice devotional service in the shelter of Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami. And he decided to then change his travel to Vrindavan. And as he was traveling, he got the news that even Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami has winded up their pastimes and they've gone back to the spiritual world. So now Narottam Das Thakur was completely heartbroken. He said, you know, and he was feeling such separation. There is a detailed description in a beautiful book called Narottam Vilas. When I read this book, on a superficial ground, I had tears in my eyes, not like ecstatic symptoms. But Narottam Das Thakur is one Vaishnava who's deeply touched my life, actually, because he came from such a aristocratic background, such a rich family, yet he decided at an early stage that he would dedicate his life to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was the Prince Narottam. And from the very childhood, he wanted to run to Vrindavan. And his father had to put guards. And his father had to put so many people to look after Narottam Das Thakur so he doesn't leave. So you see that same mood which the gopis were feeling was exhibited in actually in complete sense by Narottam Das Thakur. He was feeling the same sense, the same separation from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu right from his childhood. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu predicted this in a village in Bengal, I think Kheturi, that was a village. He predicted that there will be a boy called Narottam. He was shouting, "Narottam, Narottam, a boy is going to appear here." So long ago, before Narottam came, it was already predicted by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, a personality like that is going to come. So when Narottam appeared, he was having this separation. So what I thought will be very appropriate, probably wouldn't be able to sing the bhajan, but I wanted to read this translation, which I found very, very profound for this particular verse. It's from the Lalasa Mai Pratna prayers from a beautiful bhajan called Goranga Bolite Habe Pulaka Sharira. I'd like to read this translation for the pleasure of Srila Prabhupada and for the pleasure of all of you. When will that opportune moment come to me when there will be shivering of the body as soon as I chant Lord Goranga? Everybody say Lord Goranga! Goranga! And after the shivering while chanting Hare Krishna, when will there be tears pouring down from my eyes? This is Narottam Das Thakur praying. Then he's saying, when will that day come when Lord Nityananda's causeless mercy is bestowed upon me so that my desire for material enjoyment becomes very insignificant? When my mind is completely purified, being freed from material anxieties and desires, then I shall be able to understand Vrindavan and that conjugal love of Radha and Krishna. And then my spiritual life will be successful. He goes on to say that, when shall I be very much eager to study the books left by the six Goswamis? One has to learn of the conjugal loving affairs of Radha and Krishna through the teachings of these six Goswamis. Narottam Das always wishes to understand this conjugal love under the direction of the six Goswamis. So the point I wanted to bring to this purport or this divine purport of Srila Prabhupada, that if there is any chance for us to understand these conjugal love affairs of Radha and Krishna in this very lifetime, is through the path of our Goswamis. Otherwise, there is no other hope. Prabhupada wants us that these Sahajiyas, and Prabhupada says in the lecture that I had, this person says, I had a dream and Krishna was stealing my clothes. That's Sahajism. That's not our path of Vaidhi Bhakti and gradually Raghunuga Bhakti. That's something which we have to stay away from. And in the early stages of ISKCON, there were many such things which came up, like Gopi Bhav Club and all these places, all these things. And Prabhupada completely rejected these ideas that, you know, this is not our path. We need to follow the path of Goswamis. And by following the path of Goswamis, everything will be revealed. There is another beautiful bhajan. I can't remember the lines, but it explains that by diving in the pastimes of Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Mahaprabhu, we'll come on to the shore of the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So Rupa Goswamis, with a perfect example, showed us that there is this hope and we have been given the highest, no doubt about it. But we can attain this highest by following in their footsteps of Rupa Goswami. That's why we are called Rupanugas
And Prabhupada came to give us that same mood, that how we can do it. He did it by following his spiritual master so wonderfully. And here we see with the example of Narottam Das Thakur. I like to bring your attention to this beautiful purport Prabhupada writes for this bhajan and few points which he writes. Here Prabhupada is saying that this song was sung by Narottam Das Thakur, a great devotee and acharya in the Gauriya Vaishnava Sampradaya, the disciplic succession coming down from Lord Chaitanya. Narottam Das Thakur has written many songs which are recognized as authoritative by all Vaishnavas. He has sung these songs in simple Bengali language. But the purport, the deep meaning of the song is very, very significant. In his song, he says, Goranga bolite habe pulka sharira. One has attained the perfection of chanting when as soon as he chants the names of Goranga, who initiated this Sankirtan movement, at once there is shivering in his body. This is not to be imitated, but Narottam Das Thakur is asking, when will that opportune moment come to us when there will be shivering of the body as soon as we chant Gauranga? Gauranga! Gauranga! And after shivering, Hari Hari Bolite Nayane Be Neera, while chanting Hare Krishna, there will be tears in my eyes. And then he says, Aura Kabe Nitai Chandra Karuna Hoibe. We are all asking about the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Prabhupada is commenting that we are attached to these so many material desires, but there is a hope here. If we meditate on Lord Nityananda, take his name, he can actually take away those material desires of ours. That's the Shakti Nityananda Prabhu carries in the form of Balaram. He is the potency, he's carrying that spiritual potency, the spiritual energy which he can give us. And through that, we may be able to give up the spiritual desires. And then he goes on to explain that Lord Gauranga Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, through the mercy of Nityananda, he's able to help us take away this material desires. And the symptoms of a person who's achieved the causeless mercy of Lord Nityananda, Narottam Das Thakur is saying that the symptom of such a person is that he has no more material desires. So one may ask the question that how am I progressing in the spiritual life? To know that we no longer have the material desires is a great way. And that will happen. And to understand how does that happened because of Nityananda Prabhu's mercy, actually. So this is nicely connected. We may think, you know what, I've become such a wonderful Vaishnava. I'm following four regulative principles. I'm doing so nicely in my spiritual life. But the fact of the matter is that it's complete mercy of Nityananda Prabhu that I'm able to do this. Otherwise, there's no hope. So we should hold, you know, very tightly to the lotus feet of Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. If we at all we want to get rid of these material desires and develop some spiritual desires here. And such a beautiful mood Narottam Das Thakur has here. He goes on to say that Narottam Das Thakur is wondering when will I become very insignificant. As long as we have bodies, we have to accept so many material things, but not in the spirit of enjoyment, but to keep body and soul together. This is Srila Prabhupada commenting. Narottam Das says, further, Rupa Raghunath Pade Hoibe Akuti, when shall I be very much eager to study the books left by six Goswamis? Akuti means eagerness. Because Rupa Goswami is the father of devotional service. Look at that, Srila Prabhupada. Because Rupa Goswami is the father of devotional service, he has written a book called Bhakti Rasamrit Sindhu, in which there are nice directions on devotional service. These topics are also dealt with in Chaitanya Charitamrita and other books, and we have given the summary of those directions in our books, Teachings of Lord Chaitanya. One has to learn the conjugal loving affairs of Radha and Krishna through the teachings of these six Goswamis. Narottam Das Thakur directs us not to try to understand the conjugal love of Radha and Krishna by our own endeavor. We should try to understand this Yugala Preeti, the conjugal love, under the direction of the Goswamis. So here Prabhupada is bringing our attention to the transcendental literature which has been left by Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami and many such Vaishnavas actually, including Sanatan Goswami and Jiva Goswami. I often meditate that if it was not for the Goswamis, we wouldn't have this transcendental literature to read and not to distribute actually. And Srila Prabhupada, while he was residing in Radha Damodar temple in Vrindavan, he was constantly praying that, you know, that I have this order of my spiritual master, which is again in the mood of separation. How will I be able to fulfill this desire. There is a beautiful place in Jagannath Puri called Chatak Parvat. How many of you have been to Chatak Parvat? Please put your hands up. Few of you. If you at all get a chance to visit twice the same place in a year, go to Jagannath Puri. That's a beautiful place to be in. That's the best holiday one can have. And within Jagannath Puri, there is a beautiful place called Chatak Parvat. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he used to go and bathe in the ocean in the afternoon, just after having his lunch at Gambhira, Jagannath Mahaprasad, he would actually, when he take bath and he would walk down that street to Chatak Parvat, and he would run towards Chatak Parvat thinking it's Govardhan, because he used to feel so much of separation from Vrindavan. And this place has such a significance for Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Do you know why? Because this is the same place where Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur stayed for a year or two chanting more than 2 lakh names every day before he started his preaching in the Gaudiya Math in Bengal. That's one reason. And the second reason is this is that very place when Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur for the second time reminded our Srila Prabhupada that I want you to go invest and preach this cult of Krishna consciousness and devotional service. Chaitanya Srila Prabhupada was in Bombay traveling for some of his work for his pharmacy from Banaras, and he was feeling the same mood, separation from his spiritual master, and he wrote to him that all my God brothers are always with you, serving you so nicely. When will I be able to serve you? How can I serve you? What can I do? And this is the same place, Chatak Parvat, where Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur wrote back to Srila Prabhupada that please go to the West and preach this cult of Krishna consciousness. So I was reminded of this by His Grace Madhavananda Prabhu when we heard this wonderful katha from him in Jagannath Puri, that these spiritual places have been given to us by our acharyas, by Srila Prabhupada, and they are of such a high significance. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokulanand ki jai, Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai. So we have this great fortune of these wonderful spiritual places to visit, to take that mood of these wonderful Vaishnava, our acharyas. And in particular, personally, I'm so inspired by Narottam Das Thakur. You know, his whole life was so exemplary. He took the teachings from Jiva Goswami and he wanted to accept him as a spiritual master. But Jiva Goswami said, no, I'm not qualified. You should go to Lokanath Goswami who will initiate you. And Lokanath Goswami had already made up his mind that I'm not going to initiate anybody. I'm not qualified. I will not initiate. And through his menial service to Lokanath Goswami by cleaning the place, and where Lokanath Goswami would go in the morning to pass the stool, Narottam Das Thakur, by cleaning that place and doing that menial service, he attracted the heart of this wonderful Vaishnava, Lokanath Maharaj, and got initiation. And then again, Narottam Das Thakur, he didn't want to leave Braj, but on the order of Jiva Goswami that I want you to take this transcendental literature and go to Bengal and preach. And there's a beautiful pastime of when a person came to the hut of Lokanath Maharaj, where he was doing his bhajan, completely absorbed. And this brings to the conclusion of the purport of Srila Prabhupada, where he's saying that by chanting the holy name, by remembering the Lord's pastime, we will be able to stay in connection with Lord Krishna. And it's the same mood Narottam Das Thakur had. And this beautiful pastime is an example of this. So one time, Lokanath Goswami was meditating in his little bhajan kutir, and one person who was traveling in Braj came to ask for the water. And he was so absorbed in his bhajan that he didn't want to serve the water. And the same person went to Narottam Das Thakur, and Narottam Das Thakur was also following the instruction of his spiritual master and chanting. But on a couple of requests, Narottam Das Thakur stopped his bhajan and served the water. And then Lokanath Goswami chastised him so badly. He said, you have no taste. You have no conviction in the holy name, that the holy name can actually completely vanquish the thrust of every living entity, let alone of this person. I want you to leave this dham at this very moment and go out of here. And then Narottam Das Thakur begged forgiveness from his spiritual master. And on the instruction of Jiva Goswami, along with Shyamananda Pandit, and who else was there with them? Srivas, and three of them left for Bengal to with this transcendental literature, and then that's a complete different pastime. So you see, every moment these personalities were feeling such separation from their spiritual master, yet they carried on their mission. And our His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, when he boarded the Jaladuta, he writes in his diary, "I'm feeling so much separation from Vrindavan." And many times Prabhupada was asked, "Are you not feeling separation from Vrindavan?" Prabhupada said, I am feeling separation, but this is Vrindavan. The deities are there, devotees are there, Srila Prabhupada, transcendental literatures are there. And Prabhupada felt that mood all the time. And I think that is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Amar man Vrindavan." You know, that's what he said. And that's the mood we need to develop. That, you know, we are in this city away from Vrindavan. But don't forget, the Vrindavan is about first the consciousness and then physical Vrindavan. Prabhupada said, "What will you see in Vrindavan? You go there, you'll come back, you'll make some apradh there. But if you develop that consciousness by studying my books, by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, associating with the Vaishnavas, then you'll be able to appreciate Vrindavan even more." So that's the kind of mood and the facility we have through this transcendental literature. And I'm reminded of a beautiful pastime of Srila Prabhupada when he came from West going to Mayapur with his devotees and in his old ambassador car, which was there. I mean, that car is still there in Mayapur. And he passed the samadhi of the Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And some of the godbrothers of Srila Prabhupada criticized him of not stopping at the samadhi of Prabhupada. And one disciple of Prabhupada went to him and asked the question that, "Prabhupada, they are saying this." And Prabhupada became so upset. He said, "They think that my spiritual master is not with me. He's there in every moment. Why do you think he's there?" Because Prabhupada was following the instruction of his spiritual master like 100%. There wasn't even a single bit he did not do to fulfill the desire of his spiritual master. His spiritual master said that this is Brahad Mridanga. I want you to take this transcendental literature, and whenever you get money, print books. That was the order. And Prabhupada was always in that mood. And in one of the lecture, I remember Prabhupada was giving. It's so amazing that, you know, he's giving the lecture and so many times I remember 5 times he said, "Who knew? Who knew I'll come here? Who knew you will be here? Who knew that my spiritual master will send you? Who knew that the Hare Krishna movement will start here?" So he's just feeling such separation from his spiritual master and saying, "Who knew? Who knew? Who knew?" And he's telling that to all his disciples, that, "Who knew I'll meet with you all here and you will be sent here actually." So that same mood we can actually see in our spiritual masters, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada. And through that mood, we can gradually come to an understanding one day that the same mood was exhibited by these gopis towards Lord Krishna. That I found is an easiest way to be able to develop this mood. That's my humble understanding through my spiritual master, that if I'm able to dedicate my life, you know, I often think that, imagine how much Prabhupada was driven to write these books. One, because of the orders of the spiritual master, and second, he knew that if I don't do it, the whole human society is going to go to the dogs. And I often think that I wish if even one molecule of that same taste I can develop to read Srila Prabhupada books, then my life will be perfect. I want to develop that conviction, that realization, that how much vigor and enthusiasm Prabhupada had. I wish if I could develop that same mood to read Srila Prabhupada books. And of course to distribute them, because reading will only be part one. Without distributing of Srila Prabhupada books, it won't be complete. So Prabhupada is writing here in the purport that, you know, at the end, he's saying that our intimate relationship with Krishna can be confidentially revived by our taking of, hearing of, remembering him, and it is done due to the spiritual potency. So that same spiritual potency is flowing through all our acharyas. And in Srimad Bhagavatam, one place Prabhupada writes in the purport that the instruction of the spiritual master is the manifestation of the internal potency of the Supreme Lord. So it's a direct instruction of Srimati Radharani, which is giving us this energy to move forward in our Krishna consciousness. And I just want to share a little story which I've seen and heard of my spiritual master. When His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami was preparing to leave this world in Vrindavan, winding up his pastimes, the news was going everywhere that Prabhupada is about to leave. And that morning, my Guru Maharaj, His Grace Vaisheshika Prabhu, was preparing to go out on his regular Sankirtan spot. I don't quite remember the airport. with his godbrother that let's go out and distribute Srila Prabhupada's books. And then the news came that Prabhupada has just left. And both of them were stunned. They just couldn't move for a moment that, oh my God, what are we going to do without Srila Prabhupada now? And then my Guru Maharaj's godbrother said that let's get into our van, let's get drive to the airport and we'll see. And they had tears in their eyes. They had no idea what is going to happen. They reached the airport. Somehow or other, they picked up the books of Srila Prabhupada. They got to the spot where he would normally stand. And my Guru Maharaj speaks about this in one of his glorification to Srila Prabhupada. He stood in the same spot he would normally stand. And before he got into that little circle where he would stand, he was feeling such separation from Srila Prabhupada. And the moment he came to that spot, picked up the Bhagavad Gita and started distributing, he was in complete union with Srila Prabhupada. And not for a moment he was feeling a separation from Srila Prabhupada. He felt Prabhupada has not left. He's right here, right now with me, helping me distribute his books actually. And that's the mood we need to develop. That's the intensity we need to have when we are reading Srila Prabhupada books. And that's what that Vipralamba Bhav, Srila Prabhupada, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Goswamis have come to give us. That in the same mood, if we can serve our spiritual masters and Srila Prabhupada, that there is a sense of urgency here and we need to deliver this message to one and all, and we don't have much time. And it's already predicted that these books are going to stay there for 10,000 years. But the choice is ours. If we want to be part of this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, then it'll be all glorious. It'll be all auspicious. So that's the only difference. So towards the end, you know, I just wanted to invite all of you that we have this wonderful Bhadra campaign going on right now, which is to fulfill the desire of Srila Prabhupada and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to take this message of Srimad Bhagavatam as wide as possible. Prabhupada said that every respectable person should have a set of Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita in their home. Now many devotees also ask the question that why are we distributing these Bhagavatam sets? People haven't even got Bhagavad Gita. And my spiritual master answered this question is, the simple answer is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We cannot decide who's qualified and who's not qualified to receive Bhagavatam. There are people who've received Bhagavatam and have perfected their life and are perfecting their life. And having said that, if somebody gets the Bhagavatam, he'll also get the Bhagavad Gita, no doubt about it. But when you move 18 volumes of the Bhagavatam in somebody's house, the whole house will transform. Of this, there is no doubt actually. Somebody will feel, oh my God, I've taken these 18 books, I better start reading it. And I'll share a story of somebody on a door-to-door book distribution in US, in ISKCON of Silicon Valley. One family welcomed the set of Bhagavatam by children on door-to-door. They distribute Bhagavatam sets there in US. And they were eating meat and they took Bhagavatam because the mother was a little pious and she took it, the husband was still eating the meat. And for some reason or other, the husband started to pick up Bhagavatam and started reading Srimad Bhagavatam right from the introduction of Srila Prabhupada. Things went on for a few weeks, and one fine day he sat on the table. His wife cooked the meat. She served him, and he was just about to eat the meat. Something happened to him, and he said, I can't eat this. Please take it away from me. And from this day, don't cook meat. What happened? It's the introduction of the Srimad Bhagavatam which changed his life, actually. And today he's a wonderful Vaishnava practicing devotional service. That's just one story. So don't even for a moment underestimate the power and think that we are doing the wrong thing by giving Bhagavatam who doesn't have a Bhagavad Gita. Of course, Prabhupada always recommended Bhagavad Gita is a nice way to begin and then the Bhagavatam comes after that. But my point here is that we cannot decide whether who's qualified and who's not qualified. Nityananda Prabhu didn't make a distinction, so who are we to make a distinction? So I want to invite all of you that please take part in this movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by expanding the vibration of Srimad Bhagavatam, because that is it is a very means of conquest. Right at the beginning, Sukadeva Goswami is clearly saying it, you know, in the verse Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarsvatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Udirayet. He's saying that take to this spiritual process through the of process of Srimad Bhagavatam. So please, we want to distribute 151 sets of Srimad Bhagavatam for the pleasure of Srila Prabhupada. We have come a little closer. We have done 40 sets over the last few days. Just over Janmasmi in 2 days, we distributed 25 sets of Bhagavatam through our tent called 7 Days to Live. And we also launched the entire program called Srila Prabhupada Library, where we are giving the Bhagavatams, Chaitanya Charitamrita, all the books of Srila Prabhupada, all his audio in a beautiful jukebox, a mridanga, kartal, and believe it or not, even the bookshelf. Because some people came to us and said, Prabhu, you're always giving so many books, I don't have a place. We said, okay, we'll create a place for you. So we have a beautiful bookshelf which we give. And not only that, we go to their home and we assemble that bookshelf for them. And then we do the whole aarti of the bookshelf because Krishna is reciting that in form of Srimad Bhagavatam. And then we try and connect them to a local sangha so that they get an opportunity to start the holistic process of Krishna consciousness. And we thought, who's going to take this Prabhupada library? But I thought US is doing it. Why not? Let's start it. There's no harm. Let's put it together. We put it together on the first day, which was on a Friday. We were all intensely praying that tomorrow is the Vyas Puja of Srila Prabhupada. Can we offer him one library to Prabhupada? Just one library. Prabhupada will be so pleased. And we kept on presenting it to many people. And a wonderful devotee, I think his name is Bhakta Pawal. He's just starting his process of Krishna consciousness. He was paying for Bhagavatam set. And we asked him, Prabhu, what about the other books do you have? He said, I have one or two books here and there. I said, come with me, let me show you something. And I showed him Prabhupada library. I said, here's your Bhagavatam, here's Chaitanya Charitamrita, here is all the books. And not only that, Bhakti Rasamrit Maharaj put together a beautiful A4 page on an ideal order to read Srila Prabhupada books. I said, we'll give you this. You get a mridanga. I'm sure you want to learn mridanga. He said, you know what, Prabhu? I was thinking to learn mridanga. You get these beautiful kartals. You get a beautiful picture of Radha Gokulananda. It's like an altar. He said, Prabhu, it's fine. I'll just take the library. And the library is on an installment. You pay £49 initially and then pay £50 over the 12 months. So you don't even have to pay £600 in one go. And he said, you know, I can't wait to pay slowly. But we'll give you now. I said, you can take it and you pay over 12 months. He said, no. He paid £600 upfront and took the whole library of Srila Prabhupada. That was on Friday. So we were very joyful that we could offer this library to Srila Prabhupada on his Vyas Puja. And we thought, what an offering to Prabhupada. How pleased he would be that actually whole Srila Prabhupada moved into this person's life. And again, the same thing happened on Sunday. We were praying, can we do one more? And we landed up doing two more libraries. And one of them was to a Western person who is into astrology. First time to Bhaktivedanta Manor, he said, what is this book? He started looking Science of Self-Realization and few other books. He gave a wonderful donation to the Haveli. Came to our stand, watched the 7 days to live a show. Tell me about this book. And we presented the library to him. He said, I'll take it. Never read any book of Prabhupada. He took the whole library. So next week we are going to his home, going to install a library. He's going to begin reading Prabhupada books. Now, we can't underestimate the power. The whole library is going to go into this house and he's going to, you know, get Krishna consciousness. So I invite all of you that please, you know, in whatever capacity you can serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you all already are. But be part of this Sankirtan movement because the book distribution is only available for the next 10,000 years. Don't let it go. Take full advantage of this because this is very dear to Srila Prabhupada. It's very dear to our entire Guru Parampara, including Narottam Das Thakur. So if you want to develop this mood of separation and develop devotional service with a lot of vigor and enthusiasm, this is the way in the bhakti. This is one of the very strong way I highly recommend. So please talk to me if you want to take part in Vrindavan Chand Prabhu, who's our Gomatsya leader. He's heading up this for us. So reach out to him, reach out to me. And any devotee who helps us enroll a Bhagavatam, we are putting a golden board behind Prabhupada Vyasasan. His name will go there. You will get a USB with entire Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita purport and CCs. And yeah, Prabhupada will be able to see your name that you've been instrumental in distributing a set of Bhagavatam during Bhadra Purnima. Bhadra Purnima is on 13th of September. So I invite all of you to take part in this. Guru Shakti Mataji is there. She's part of our team. Sutapa Prabhu is who we are doing under his leadership. Vishwambar Prabhu, our Sankirtan legend, our mentor is here. So please speak to one of us and take part in this movement. So I'd like to thank you very much for your attention. Please pray for us that we can continue to expand this Sankirtan movement for the pleasure of Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. So maybe we can just take one comment, one question, any reflections anybody had just before we break for breakfast.